the following is a schedule of storm identification and spotter training sessions for specific counties for the next week. Starting times will be at 7 p.m. unless otherwise noted. Monday, March 28th, Gray County, in Cimarron at the library, located at 120 North Main Street. Tuesday, March 29th, Pawnee County, in Larned at the J.K. Haas Exhibit Building, located at the fairgrounds at 400 East 18th. Tuesday, March 29th, Russell County, in Russell at the Russell High School. Wednesday, March 30th, Castle County, in Sublette, the basement of the co-op, on the north side of Highway 56. Thursday, March 31st, Scott County, in Scott City, at the EMS Building at 303 Court. On this date in 1991, high winds caused damage to homes across Kansas. Winds gusted over 80 miles an hour in the southwest, and gusted to between 60 and 70 miles an hour across the rest of the state. Roofs were torn off in the Dodge City and Garden City areas, and several cars and homes were damaged in the Fort Scott area. Total damage estimate from the high wind episode was $1.5 million. You are listening to NOAA, Weather Station WNG 534. We are broadcasting from the NOAA, National Weather Service in Dodge City. This weather radio program is made possible through joint efforts from the Kansas Division of Emergency Management and the counties of Pratt, Edwards, Kiowa, Comanche, and Stafford. High pressure will continue to build into the region today and tonight. An upper-level storm system will move out of northern New Mexico and into western Texas this afternoon and across Oklahoma overnight. The forecast for south-central Kansas, including St. John, Kinsley, Greensburg, Pratt, Coldwater, and Medicine Lodge, for today. Cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Highs in the lower 40s. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening and becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour in the evening becoming light. For Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs around 60. Northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. For Sunday night, clear. Lows in the upper 30s. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Monday night, breezy. Mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. For Tuesday, breezy. Mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. For Tuesday night, breezy. Partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, breezy. Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 60s. For Wednesday night, breezy. Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 30s. For Thursday, breezy. Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 60s. For Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. And for Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 60s. The outlook for Saturday, April 2nd through Monday, April 4th calls for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. At 2 p.m. at Pratt, it was cloudy. The temperature was 41 degrees, and the dew point was 32, making the relative humidity 70%. The wind was north at 16 miles an hour. The barometric pressure was 30.12 inches and falling. At Medicine Lodge, the temperature was 44 degrees. The dew point was 33, making the relative humidity 65%. The wind was northeast at 13 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.09 inches and falling. At Hutchinson, it was cloudy. The temperature was 43 degrees, and the dew point was 33, making the relative humidity 68%. The wind was north at 7 miles an hour. The barometric pressure was 30.12 inches and falling. At Dodge City, it was cloudy. The temperature was 39 degrees, and the dew point was 30, making the relative humidity 70%. The wind was northeast at 15 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 31. The barometric pressure was 30.14 inches and falling. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 46 at Wichita, 39 at Gage, 41 in Russell, and 37 at Garden City. Under cloudy skies, Hays reported 39, Winfield reported 49, Great Bend reported 41, and Woodward reported 43. At Elba, it was fair, with a temperature of 43.